So we're going to continue our Shu Urim on Otzot Chaim and Shah Kudim Perek Beis. Now, that's in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Perek Beis, a new Perek. But actually, to understand this Perek, right, we're finished. We're going to go back a few lines because it's all really Nogea. So we're going to go back in the end of Shah Kudim Perek Aleph, where it says, Ve'elu Abba Bechinas Nichnasu Bepe. These are the four Bechinas that came out from the pit. You have it? Just at the end, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, at the in the bottom.
Gimel Amud Aleph? No, not Gimel Amud Aleph.
Base
and
base.
What?
Base and
base.
Base and
base?
It's not much the end of base and base. Okay, at the end of base and base. Okay, so it says, Ve'elu Abba Bechinat Nichtnesu Bepe. Margina Vaita, this is the all side coming out. Kehine, take a chart. See the charts in the middle there. You'll understand much clearer what's going on here. So that this chart, let's just show. This chart is a Pidyak, right? This is the Pidyak. And we'll have these four boxes, these four Bechinas coming out from the Pidyak. That's what we're going to be describing now. Okay, so Elu Anachma, Elu Abba Bechinas Nichnasu Bepe. They came into the pe, and when they're going to see them, they're going to come out from the pe, and that's going to create the world of Akudim, the new world. Kehine bepe yesh bechinas hevel v'dibur. There's two bechinas, right? They are hevel v'dibur. What are they? Vehine hevel hu bechinas o. So it defines hevel means o. V'dibur hu bechinas keli. Okay, so in our chart over here, let me show you. In our chart, that's box number one, box number two. So there's little numbers underneath. You have it? One, two, three, four. So in box number one, that's the O. This is the O. This is the K, and this is the O. This is the K, and this is the O. So you have Dibo, and you have Hevel. That's box number one, box number two. Then he continues, Vigine, Yesh bepe hevel bidibu elyoni belechi. Right? That's the top row. The top call top row. The hevel dibu tachtoni belechi tachton. That is the bottom row. So you have, this is the lechi elyon, the top part of your mouth, and then you have the bottom part of your mouth. Venimsa. Kehevel Elyon Ho or Makiv. That's box number one. Box number one. Right? Then you have Nimsa Kehevel Elyon Ho or Makiv. Vatakton Hu or Penibi. That is box number three. Vedibo Elyon Kelichitzon, which in our picture over here. It's Kili Chitzon, and that's box number two. And then you have finally in box number four, Ratatun Hu Kili Pinimi. Oh, Shem Kili, Havolim Hem Biyamina Pib. Va Orvas Shehem Havolim Hem Biyamina Pib. Va Diburim Shehem Akelim Hem Bismola Pib. Okay, that's cool. We have this picture over here. You have on the right hand side, you have the O. Let's show it again. On the right hand side, you have the O. On the left hand side, you have the Kalim. And then you have the O Makif. Then you have the Keli Chitzon or Panimi and Keli Panimi. That's the way he sets it up. No, you're not happy?
You didn't point to the right thing. No? You know what you mean.
Keli. Oh, Keli Panimi, right, got myself. All right, I'm looking backwards, so. Okay, so that's it. That's where we left off last week. Let's go now. Let's start Perek Beis now. Perek Beis. Hine. Oysom ha'ba alofi. Shitiyarnu el b'choytem. Remember when we spoke about the choytem, the oil coming out of the choytem, it was visualized as four alofim coming out from the choytem. Hem nichnosim b'peh. Vehem nasim shem abba havalim. Abba Avolim, right? So the four Alephs, again on the chart, so you have four boxes, right? Two on the right, two on the left, and each one, this is the Pidak, right? This is represented by these four boxes or the Pidak. These are represented by four Alephs, spelt in two different ways that we spoke about last time, with a Vav and a Yud Yud. That's the Rachamim. And then you had a Vav and a Yud Dalid. The bottom little part of the Yud is formed the Dalid, right? We saw that, how it came out from the Atziruf of the Chelika Oiza, Oznaim and the Choytim. So these would be the two Alafim with the Yud Vav Yud, and the two bottom one would be Yud Vav Dalid, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't put it in here. Okay. Those are the four Alephs coming out. So let's read that again. V'hine, Oysam Abba Alofim, Shitziyalnu Le'el B'choytim, Hem Nichnusu, now they're coming down in the Pnimis Da'ak, and it's coming out, Nichnusu B'pe, into the Pidak. V'natim Sham Abba Havolim. And the Farshim over here jump, right? It's the Posh Tekash, we just read a minute ago, that there's only two Havolim. Right? On our chart, it's the left column. Left column, this is the column of Hevel. I'm pointing right. This is the column of Hevel. And then you have two Havolim, which translate to be the Kalim. The Keli Chitzon I wrote it wrong here. That's Keli Chitzon and Keli Pnimi. No, I got it wrong here. No. The O, that's the Hevel. That's the O Makif and O Panimi. Hevel is posher, right? It's the difference between Hevel and Dibur. Hevel is the more ruchnir thing to Dibur. So Echet Timsit to the Dibur, right? There's only two, so why is the Rav saying over here four? So the Farshim speak about this. I'll just tell you quickly. The Shem Mishimon, that's Rav Agassi, he wrote a Pirush on Shai Gilgulim. And he writes within Perek Aleph that there's Enachanam, there's four, but the Havalim are only Bekoach Nabba Poel. So here we're talking about the stage before the end of Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph told you what's going to happen, that two out of the four Havalim will become Dibuim, or Kelim. And over here we're still talking in the theoretical stage, the stage beforehand, when the Havalim haven't become Dibuim yet. Okay, but that's the vault over here. Let's continue. V'hine, there's other mafashim.
Yeah, it brings down here, the Ramah says that the two Dibrum are also themselves a Bechina of Hevel as well.
Yeah, the Bekoach Hevel, yeah. Yeah, you can say that, yeah. V'hine, Abba Pamim Hevel, Hu Gematria, we're in Perek Beis. Hava, Abba Edim Yerushim, yeah. V'hine, Abba Pamim Hevel, Hu Gematria, Kuf Mem Ches, Kemach. V'alidei Ashenayim, Shebetoch HaPeh, Hitchonim oisim abba havolim, v'nazi kemach, v'nigmeres pulosim. Alright, so this is also what we find in the kavonis of achila. In order to go further on to the kavonis, they have every time they eat, they have this kavonis gematchil. Okay, let's go back to it. Ba'al yikshe fik da arizal kasha. Ba'al yikshe benicha mash shekatavdun le'el. There seems to be a little bit a contradictory statement here. Ki min o ozin. Or ozen small, the left side of the ozen, hanichnas bepe nasi mimenu chitzonis akil. Right, in our chart, that's number two. If you look at the box number two over here. Do you have a? Oh, you don't have a paper. I'll give you. Here we go. So in box number two, we find that how do you make the keli chitzon? The Keli Chitzon happened through a very, very high awe coming from the Oznaim. Nifnes of the Nasim Mimel Chitzon is a Keli. Omina Nekev Choytim small. Where's the Nekev Choytim small? Nasim Pinimis a Keli. That's number three. Do you understand the Kasha?
Isn't higher.
The Ozim is higher. So the kasha is basically, how can a higher bechina make the exterior of a keli, which seems to be the lesser of all four bechinas, right? You have or makiv. What are the choices here? You have or makiv or panimi. keli pinimi, keli chitzon. Keli chitzon is the exterior part of the keli, which is the lesser of the bechinas. It's made one of the highest parts of the o, which is made from the sag, which is made from the oizen. Oizen small, right? It's not oizen yomi, but it's still oizen small. So how can it be that the keli chitzon is made with the oizen small?
Same kashya for the yomi, isn't it?
Same kashya for the yomi, the what?
The
which is higher makes oil makif. Yeah. The chayitim which is less makes oil pnimi. Makif is higher than pnimi. Makif is a strong oil. Yeah. Makif, just to remember it, the makif is so strong it can't go into the keli. Sort of pops out. It's too big. It's too hard. It's too strong.
Nevertheless, by keli the chitzonis is lesser than the pnimi.
Pnimi, yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay, so we're mavar the inyan here. It's very important. He brings the kushya, it's not really kashya, it's just to mavar the inyan. So these are your sodas we're going to speak about here.
And we said before that from the oizen small, you've got the openimi. You said much earlier on, you said in the shatanta.
That's right. We saw earlier on, the attacker from the left, from always the right hand side, if we're talking about oizen, you have or makif or openimi. And the choytim, we said the exact same thing, choytim from the right hand side, or makif or openimi. That's going to be another thing we'll have to discuss. So he answers as follows. Actually, this is part of the Kashrut. He says it, right? That box number one is greater than box number two, or makiv, box number three. Im kol ze pnimius akelu hu godol mechitzin yuso. Right, that we find is that he's setting up the madrigas for us over here. That pnimius akelu hu godol mechitzin yuso. That we know that. What's pshat? Because we know that we're all more interested in what's inside the keli than outside. We don't, you know, when we take a cup from the cupboard, we're not really interested in what it looks like. We want it to hold the coffee. So that's he's using that as a shtaka. It's not stamazoi because the klal is mebesore irze lokah. We'll keep on using that. It often brings this pasuk to show us that whatever we see in this world is not stam. We don't do things stum. The reason why we machshiv something over the other is because in the bechinas elyonim, that's the way it is. It's more choshev. It's more of a high bechina. So if we're machshiv what's inside the cup as opposed to what's outside the cup, then it must be that way in the olam ruchnis. So again, ki afa pishol makiv godol meopinimi im kol ze pinimis akeli hu godol mechitzinios akinira bechosham orot. It works the other way around. It's so strong. Omakiv is stronger because it cannot go inside. Works the other way around. Just repeating the cash. Which is box number two. Chitonas akeli, umina choytim shehu yose tachtoniy or penimi. It's a double kasha. We have another kasha from the ois in box number three, where we say the or penimi comes from the choytim yamin. Choytim yamin. V'chenu choytim shehu yose tachtoniy or penimi sakeli. Penimi sakeli. Actually, it should come from. It should come from the oizen small, which is a high bechina. So he answers as follows: V'atshuva b'zeh, he ke'or kulo hu shavei b'ashva achas. Or is all v'kasher rotzi likanes liyod nigbal b'tocha keli, as the or she'en yochel likanes b'tocha keli nishav b'chutz b'vechinas makif. It goes, it stays outside. It's too strong to go inside. והפנים שהוא מאיר בפנים הקהילי ועובר האור עד חצי אוי והדופן הקהילי מצד פנים יסדופן ואור מקים שהוא מאיר בחוץ הקהילי ועובר עד חצי הדופן הקהילי מצד חיצוניוסו ועל ידי שני אורס אלו מאיר הקהילי ומזכך. Oh, so this is the Indian. As we know, בחוש עיניים, we know that the keli has a thickness to it. As a pneumistic chelik, let's say the keli is 1 inch thick. The walls of the keli is 1 inch thick. So we'll divide half an inch belongs to the pneumis of the keli, and half an inch of that thickness of the walls of the keli belongs to the chitzonis of the keli. Now, Now, what's happening over here is that the ore is not stum being placed in the keli. It has a tafkid. The tafkid is to mezachich the keli. And we know that the keli is a less pure form of ore. Keli is also ore, but it's more gashmidika form. Now, in ore itself, and especially in the keli shubo, there's something called sigim, impurity they call it, in how we translate, roughly. These need to be purified. Same way that a glass blower has to put it in the fire and burn out the impurities in order to make a pure glass, same thing is happening over here. Now, how is this process being done? That the ore makiv will purify the half inch achitsonis akelim. And the ore panimi will come inside and purify the half inch of the panimis of the kelim. You have me? So therefore the or makiv will come into the keli halfway through, and the or panimi will come in half in the inwards part of the keli, and they will join up there. Therefore the entirety of the wall of the keli will be purified.
You're saying purify rather than create?
Yeah. The keli is there. Nothing to create.
It's not that the keli became from that.
No, it originally came out. Remember, it came out from the oil pair. Came out from the oil pair, and that originally created the keli. And then you have the oil again coming in to fill in the keli. But including that oil, the oil split, you had an oil makiv and oil panimi. So explain what's the tafkid of this oil makiv and oil panimi is to purify the keli, the inwards part of the keli, panimis part, and the chitzonis keli panimi. Okay. Klo. It doesn't look like it's clear. Are you clear?
I haven't answered anything.
That's right, we haven't answered. In this shlab right now is a clock. Okay, good. Let's go back.
And also, we didn't say that the oiv goes in the kelim. We just said that it's made from outside into the kelim.
Yeah,
it's not inside the oiv, I mean.
Now he's telling you it does.
No, it's made from outside inside. But it's not the actual oiv, it's outside.
What's the difference?
Explaining the words here, I don't want to go wrong.
Opening, he said. What do you want, Mechal, between the O and the Ha'ava? Well,
yeah.
Okay, we don't have to go so dakistic right now. Something goes in, a chelik of the O goes in. Okay, Mark. And the O, Makiv, who may be Bachut, the over. Pashto is talking about the O itself. He doesn't say.
Me Bachut, he stays Bachut, and he's Meir Mi Bachut into it.
Makiv mei mibachot akeli
v'over. Means it permeates into the actual.
Right, it goes into.
Yeah.
Right, it goes inside in order to purify the mezachich the keli. Okay, that's it. Now let's go right. V'hine, anu tzurichim shechatzi akeli yair machamot or makiv. Now we need this. We need the strongest oil to be makiv the keli in order to purify the exterior part of the keli. V'hine or makiv godol me'ot. V'loya over harosa. Oh, here he says the vault here. Harosa. Maybe you're right. V'nivla umeir bedofen akeli ki yesh herchek v'hefresh v'hevdel godol b'neihem. Because even the keli is all right. It has to go in, but it has to be matim in order for it to do this. Zichuch. V'ali deken hutzo shapnimis akeli hagurua.
Okay.
Right? ועל כן הוצרח הפנימי זה הקהילה הגרוע השתווה עם האור הפנימי הגרוע ומאירים זה בזה וכן חיצניוסו הקהילה המעולה יאי בו או המקיב המעולה שאם לא כן הינישה חיצוניוס הקהילי בלי שום האור. האור means the זיכוך. Right, so what's going on here? He's basically telling you that the ore has to be matim zu lizu. So in our chart, we have box 1 and box number 2. We have the ore hamakif on the outside of the keli, coming to mezachir, the chitzonis of the keli. They both have to be made out of oizen. Because the ore hamakif would not come close, who could not come close, to or chaytem, so or mizrach malach. Einu doyme. There's so such a great difference between them. The or makif cannot do its job and come all the way down keilu to the or choytim and do the zichuch. Therefore, that's why box one, box number two, that means the or makif has to go to the chitzan akeli, and that chitzan akeli has to be made out of the same sug or, which is oizen. Oizen has to be attached to oizen. And huadim, in the pnimis of the keli. The pnimis of the keli also has to be made out of the same thing, but the or pnimi is going to be. So the or pnimi is choytim, coming into the keli, and the pnimis of the keli has to be also choytim, like for like, in order for the or pnimi to permeate and do the zichuch on a oisusuk, which is a choytim. So one, box number one in our chart over here, box number one, we'll do a zichuch to box number two, and box number three, we'll do a zichuch to box number four. That's why we have oizen on top, and choytim on the bottom. A different teretz now, which is...
I understand why it has to be like that, but how does it work? How does it actually get there? How do you end up with something which is lower, higher up? Or just Hashem makes it like that?
It's not lower. It's or oizen. It's a high bechina.
Yes. No, but it's making a keli chitzer.
So, you can make a keli with different substance. You can make it out of glass, gold, rock. So we made this keli chitzer out of or oizen. And it has to be that way, because a gold cannot work on silver. It has to be the same materials working one to the other.
So at the end of the day, the kli chitzon now in this context, the kli chitzon is higher than kli pnim. Even though normally the kelim, the kli pnim will always be higher than the kli chitzon, in this context it's different.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is the
oizen
difficult as opposed to choytim difficult?
Yeah. It has to be this way, yeah. Let's go back to it. Next step.
And do you have anything the other way around? Do you have such a thing as the kli pnim coming from oizen or kli chitzon coming from choytim? Doesn't exist.
No, but we're going to revive it more this evening. It's not there. We're just starting here.
Okay. It comes out that the keli lemaisa have got different zechuchim in it. It's not shalom b'shalom.
It's not shalom b'shalom. Yeah. Pnimis the keli is made of something different than the chitzon of the keli. Or just in the same as the oil. One shtick oil that comes out, it's made of the oil makiv or pnimi.
All kelim come from this. This kli, this is the kli, which is the temple.
We're not saying that all kelim come from this, you know.
So it might be dafka here.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see. We're just starting out. Okay, right there. Now, our next teretz was very similar to this teretz over here. Vigam. Agam. A different reason why, again, the kasher is why the chitzon of the kli has to be made from the oizen. Which the api, the solar ezeloka, the fi roe naim, it shouldn't be that way. It should be a lower bechina. So he says a different reason. He krova elaniska. It's very similar to the previous one, but different. Wahu ki hine or makif choshko v'chofzo lidabek ima o penimi. Right, the or makif wants to stay with the or penimi, so, because it originated the same. Which is box number two in our drawing. As yesh yecholus ba'o amakiv lavo bo ad chatzia penimi shel adofen ze, v'az meil ze b'ze. It's a different cheshbon. That the all wants to stay with all. The all makiv wants to reach a mezavig. The losh of mezivug is to attach itself to the all penimi. But how can it be? One's on the exterior part of the keli, and one's in the panemius of the in the interior part of the keli. Therefore, in order one to reach the other, in order for the makif, in order to enter into the keli, it has to go with like. It has to still come on the first teret. So the oizen, which is box number one, which is the or makif, has to meet first with the oizen, which is box number two. Once it gets into there, then it can permeate itself and finally get into the or panini. Right? It's a din and zivul. Box number one in our chart and box number three want to meet. All then all want to meet. Problem is, box number one's on the exterior part of the keli, and box number three, which is openimi, is in the interior part of the keli. And there's a keli, thickness of a keli, which is blocking it. Right? It's called the keli chitzon, box number two. The keli, the thickness of the keli is blocking it. So you have or outside, or inside, and a keli, which is mafsik. Now how are you going to get into that? So the only way you can get into that is that the all makif has to be made of the same thing as the keli chitzon, which is box number one, box number two, which is oizen. Once the matim, the all makif is matim to go close to an or oizen keli chitzon, then you can finally get into the or panimi, which is the or choytem.
It's like a vara, how do you say it?
Sorry?
It filters it, you think, like a filter.
I wouldn't call it a filter. It's the keli chitzon here has worked as an attraction to the or makif. Mamash, like you say, as min b'min, as the oizen is attracted to the oizen, then therefore he can do his job, and therefore he'll finally break through the keli wall and get into the or panimi.
We have the same problem that it's not made of the same. They have the same problem.
They'll meet in the middle.
Yeah. He's just about to say that. Let's go by. Va'af apish chatzi apenini shel adoifen lo yezach. Right. You have the same problem because when you go halfway, the old makiv gets halfway through. What is he meaning? He's meeting into the keli panimi. It's a different all. So again, that you have all oizen bumping into all choytev, which is box number one hitting into box number four here. Right? Anybody with me here? Again, yeah. When you have the all makif coming in halfway through, it's going to get into the chelik of the keli panimi, which is made out of choytev. So chozek kushla duchte that you have all oizen bumping into all panimi. On that he says, and b'zeh chashash, it's not a problem. Ki all panimi over or meir bo ad chatsi over panimi. Since you have the all panimi, which is going to work on that, afapi she'en uzach. But nevertheless, that's good enough in order to make this zivul between them. Okay.
What's that last one? Ki or over may by ad chatsi ha'ove happen. Oh. Means chatzi ovi, but which chatzi? The panimi chatzi.
Yeah, panimi chatzi, yeah.
It's not cool to me.
But still, I don't see why
we need to have this answer the question. Why can't we just say that the o panimi comes from the oizen smoil? Then it'd be even closer.
O panimi comes from the oizen smoil.
Originally it does, but when it comes out of the pear, it suddenly turns into the kli chitzon, and the or panimi is actually from the yamin of the chotem. We still haven't explained what changes from here to there. You see what I mean?
We explain because it has to be like for like.
Why can't it be like for like that way?
I don't have it. Again, you have a keli, and then you have the or makif is trying to penetrate into this keli. It has to be like for like. Oizen won't be attracted to do a zichuch if it's being faced with the, if the chitzon of the keli was made from a different or from an or chotem.
So why can't both keli be made from the chotem, and both oros be from the oizen?
Again, if the whole keli is choytem and the all is oizen, which one do you want to make? You want to make the keli into the choytem,
Yeah, both
Kelim
and Chotim.
Both Chalakim and the Kiri into Chotim.
Right.
And the Or into
Oizen. Yeah.
They won't, the Or Makiv will not be Mizachet that Kiri.
Why not?
Because the Or Oizen is much too great. It won't come close to an Or Chotim.
Because the Kashim.
Way, yeah. That was the first, that was the Kashim.
The Oizen is much higher than the Chotim. And the Klapei, the difference between the right and the left. The difference between the right and left is not as great as the difference between Oizen and Chotim.
I don't know, using different words, right and left. We're using the Chiton and the Keili as opposed to...
No, I'm saying because we're talking about the
maybe just use the spot that we've been using here over here. Either is the Oizen Yamin or Makif, which you're working with... Right. Achaf, or you're working with the Oil of Sakelim? Which one are you using? I don't know, you're right, left, top and bottom. That won't help us here.
We're talking about the Oil coming from the Oznayim.
Yeah.
Right. And there's two Oilus originally. One was Oil Makif and one was Oil Pinimi.
Yeah.
And we're saying that these two Oilus, according to what you just answered, are too great to come into, well, at least the Aramakif is too great to go into even Kli Chitzon, Sai Kli Chitzon, Sai Kli Pnimi, which would have come, if they would have come from the Chotim. Because the Or from the
Chotim. Kli Chitzon is the worst of the Madrigs, is the lowest of the Madrigs.
Right. Yeah, okay. So but even the
Kli Chitzon. Again.
Even Kli Pnimi then.
How can it get into Kli Pnimi? Or Makif can't go into Kli Bechlal. That's why it's called Makif.
Yeah. I'm saying, why can't you swap box 2 with 3? That's basically my question, if you want to put it simply.
That was the Arizal's Kasha.
Right, yeah. So I'm wondering.
You're asking the Arizal's
Kasha. Oh, yeah. So, that's right. So I'm just trying to be Mavara from the answer.
Yeah.
You see the Arizal was trying to answer why, how you can have the Kli in position number 2, the Chitzim of the Kli, right? Is because the Or Makif has to have a Kli.
No, why the Teres is why he was explaining why you have to have an Oizen small in box number 2.
Yeah, that's right.
As a Kli Chitzon, yeah.
Yeah. And he said that's because the type, they have to be Matim with each other.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right. And that way, that the Or is not going to, the Or Makif is not going to be that much higher than the Kli Chitzon as it would have been if the Kli Chitzon was actually coming from the Chotim.
Maybe the Or Makif won't be as great.
It can go into it without.
It can mezachre the Kli Chitzon.
Exactly, right. Mashenkin, if the Kli Chitzon was
made out of Chotim, it would not be able to mezachre.
It would just break it, or it would be too much for it.
Right. Right. Would not be Zafir. Right. Yeah.
So you see that there's a smaller chiluk between position 1 and 2 to position 1 and 3. Because otherwise you could have just done exactly the same thing, just swapped it. So instead of like being Mazakir sideways, being Mazakir downwards.
No, maybe we'll discuss it later. I'm not quite sure. I'm following you. Okay, now we have a third kasha from the Ariza. He says like this: Vim kasha, vim tikshe v'toma. כי עדיין יש לה הקשוס ולומר, הרי בחוש הרוס אין אנו רואים, שפנים יצא כאילו זה הכי יוצר מחיצוניות. So he's not budging from this. Again, if we see in this world that the more, the internal part of the keili is more choshubah, so obviously we want the cup as opposed to the cup, we don't care which cup we're using, we're not looking at the chitzen part, we're looking at what's the pnimis. We want to make sure the pnimis of the keli is clean, we want to make sure if there's something stuck to the back of the back or underneath the keli, we're not so makbe, inside is what's important to us, right? How can the all pnimi be made from the choytim yamin? It should be made from the oizen small, which is a high bechir. We're much more makshiv the pnimis of the keli.
We understand why it's necessary, but how does it become?
That's right. Api svara, it doesn't work with the klal of mebesoli elsa vekam from what we see in this world, and it has to stem. Everything has to stem.
So you're asking that two should be swapped around with four again.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Or panimi, the keli panimi, the number two should be take from the oizen. והתשובה כי ביו העניינו כי אף פי שאו פנימי אף פי שאו פנימי קוטם או מקיף אם כל זה להיות מוג בתוך הכלי לכן הכלי מקבל האור השלמה ממנו אבל האור המקיף הוא אף על פי שהוא זך אור גודל עם כל זה כיוון שאינו דבק מצמצם עם הכלי אינו מאיר כל כך האור בחיצוני של הכלי כמו שמאיר אור פנימי פנימי של הכלי ובזה יבוא הכל על הנכון. See what he's saying? תראו זה קשה. אז קשה הוא אז בחוש הרוס אנו רואים שפנימי של הכלי הוא זך יויס מחיצוני. זה פנימי של הכלי is more choshev than the chitzen. So what's the answer over here? You're right, but actually there's a mila over 3 and 4 over 1 and 2. What I mean by that is that what's happening by the or penimi coming into the penimi of the keli as opposed to the or makiv the mezachik the chitzen of the keli, the or penimi and the keli panimi have a much greater shaykhis, meaning that when the or panimi goes into the keli, you got the whole influence, the whole impact of that or keli. You experience the ganze or panimi, right? Masha ain't when you have or makif, the makif the keli, you have sort of bits and pieces of the or makif, right? There's nothing really be'etzem pushing it onto the chitzon of the keli. The shaychus between the or makif and the chitzon of the keli is less of a shaychus than the pnimius of the or going into the pnimius of the keli. Because once it goes inside, you have the ganze shaychus. You have a zivug shlim, it's called. You have a completely exclusive impact of the or going inside the keli. Mashkin over there. That's why it's a lesser. That's why Take, by us it seems to be that it's more choshev because it's much more of a choshev hashpa we're getting, and it translates in our hargoshes, and our we're margish that the pnimi is more choshev. You know why? Because when the pnimi comes into the keli, there's much bigger of a hashpa. The pnimi keli gets much more of a hashpa. That's why we feel that the pnimi keli is more choshev. Yeah,
it's Rosh is very poshut. I say the sun is a trillion times brighter than this light. But if this light is shining on these walls, it might be brighter than a dim sunlight onto.
I've heard this Moshe Taki brought down before. That what's more choshev, the or the sun's light or the inside? Depends where you are. If you're outside, you're much of the sun. If you're inside and it's a cloudy day, the sun outside won't help you keep it there. What's talking more important to you is this tiny little light as opposed to this huge ball of fire. Very good, yeah. Okay, let's go back.
So why can't you have the Oiris, they have the Oir Pnimi should be coming from the Oiz Yimin. Yeah, it actually should be coming from the Chayt Yimin. I mean, if you want...
Then you have the first Gasha then. The Oir Makiv won't go into Mezachet the Chitzon of the Keli.
It won't go into...
Because it has to be oizen oizen. Box one, box number two has to be oizen oizen. Box number one has to work on box number two. Or makif has to work on the chitzon of the keli. It has to be from the oizen oizen. It has to be min b'mina. All right, so that's the cheshbon here. That's the cheshbon of these boxes. Those are the four quadrants of the mouth. Right? It looks like a box, but it's actually. And again, what comes up from that is the world of Akudim. That type of formulates the whole world of Akudim. Let's go back to the Hine. A little bit more time. Hine. Kaval b'yamah sheshlosha b'chinas tamim. But all that, we explained there's three madregas tamim, Elyon, Mtsoi, and Tachton. Right? Ve'om nam gam b'chinas nikudos tagim oisios kolulim b'hem. Ela she'enu mizgalim kan. Again, we know that the klal is every, and kol klal, there's a prat, and every prat is the klal. Va'ad lemate ba'orot enayim, until we get further down into the or enayim. Kemo shizbar b'mkormes v'zatekel ba'orchu. And even though he's mentioning that the naim are lower, even though we know that the all that the, your eyes are higher than even your ears, but we'll explain that what that means later on, because actually it's going to be the or choiz, it's going to come from a lower all and it's going to come out out of the eyes, as will be explained. V'neva yitzias orot elo nikraim akudim. Again, like we said, all this is coming out of the pay is creating the world of akudim. Da ki ve'esh yotu lo yotu shleim. Shalomim, shlemim. Kemo shizbar zat Hashem, latam adava, ki kavas amati l'haya, latos asa hatzcholas havayas hakelim. Lahashlim o'or letzor v'mekablen shiyochu lekablo, v'lachem b'yoto yoto bilti shlemim v'nigmarim, chozu lalot eshchoshem letakem v'lehishtalem, v'al dekem nasa hakelim kemo shizbar. Again, the God said, why are we doing this for? Why is this coming out and all these processes and so well coordinated and the havalim and diva, all this is only to make kelim. Kelim is a tafke because all without keli is gonish velt, as we said many times. So therefore the keli by definition cannot be sholem, and therefore let me retract from that. The keli at first when it comes out is eno sholem, and then it's going to have to go through different processes in order to make it sholem. Ve'inyan ki vada hu b'chinas keli haya b'koach va'afilu ki lo haya b'poel b'tocha o'or. Again, all this, don't think there's a new thing that came out. Yesh me'ayin kilo. According to what we're, according to Ariza, there's no such thing as yesh me'ayin. Everything is just you megali something from what was originally there. So taki, even the keli b'shoshan, which was, it was already nelam, already there, but koach in the pair. Above us, only when it comes out, it becomes mitzgale. Ki haya bebchines or hayose gas ve'av, rak shayi mechuba bo be'etzem heitev, lachen lo nizgale bebechinoso, ki kasha yotza or derape lechut, yotza hakol mu'ura v'yacha. So you understand what's going on here. Even inside the pair, you had all is all. The higher you are, the less differentiation you see in the all. When the all comes out, it's coming away from the source where it's coming from, and then it's starting to mechalik itself. The chelik of gas of the all is coming out to one side, the chelik of dark is coming out from the inside, from the other side, and it's separating itself. And then now we're starting seeing these revelations, not yesh ba'ay, we're just revealing what was there, betocha, that's the biggest side. Yeah, so what's happening here? The ore comes out from the pair, as we know, we spent some time in the detail, what is this ore? When it comes out, we're going to have a separation of the ore. Chelik of the ore is going to go back, and a chelik is going to stay down where it came. Why is that? Because a chelik of the ore, again, we said, it already it had its bechinas of kavir. It wasn't megale itself. Once it goes out, it's megale, it's chalokim, which the Arizal call av. The thicker chelik of the ol is therefore stays and it cannot return back into the pay. But the chelik of dak shabo goes back into the pay because it's the dak shabo. It's the ol shabetocha keli kilo. That's what's happening again. Kasher chozo ol lalos, which chelik only the chelik of dak shabo, then we call lishtalim kenizka. As vaday she'al yedei yitzias ha'or mibuchutz lepeh, hine oysa b'china sakeli, shuwa or ha'yoysa av, kona ata av yos yoysen. So the or, half the chelik, let's say, I can't say it's half, but I don't know the proportions, it doesn't say exactly the proportions, but a chelik of the or went out, sorry, all the or came out of the peh, chelik stayed there and became even more thick, and therefore it could not go back. And the chelik adak shabo went back inside. And he's masbir, the why is a chelik adak going back inside? Anybody know? Why would it go back inside? The whole point is to create keli. You create a keli there. You have the keli, you have the oh, why does it go back inside? So you have to understand, it's right from our understanding, but what he's saying is that even that or adak needs to mishtal himself. we shtag in this world, right? In the same way that we shtag in order to nashlim our midas and our yedias and Torah and so on and so forth, the or is also working those bechinas. It's an or dak and stak is a heilige or, and afa pikein, it still has to go back betoch a pedak in order to mishtalim itself. Because we'll see, even in the or itself, or a dak, there's various bechinas, the neranchi. There's a nefesh of that or, there's a ruach of that or, the neshama, they also have neranchi. So what's coming out now is only the nefesh shebo, only a chelik of that or. And that's called the akas, it's one shtick or. It taka has a cheshik, like the losh and the reza. We have to understand what this means. How can an or have cheshik? He says it has a cheshik to mizdabik. Even or has a cheshik to mizdabik. But what is it? It's a neshama. It's on neshamas, right? So it has a cheshik to mishtalim itself to go back. It's a natural teva by it. Because it only came out choseh. And that was the ganze pool of the Eveshter. To make it choseh in order for it to come back out. In order to leave the chelik agash shebo, in order to make the kelim. Because otherwise, the or would not split. You would have vital or. And we need kelim. The Eveshter wants to create us. We want to create the worlds, and that is keli. So again, the vita, the way to do that is to make up a patent in order to split the light. So you send both of them out, but you only send them out chaser. In order, the chelik adak shebo would want to go back in, and therefore you made a patent to create a keli, which is a chelik av shebo.
Well, I mean, everything wants to go back to its sheirish, no? Without being mishtalim.
You're right, but the shaila, can you? Can you? The chelik gashibo can't.
Can't go back. Okay.
It's stuck.
I'm saying, even without being wrote to lishtalim, it still wants to go back to Niko. Doesn't want to become tush to shkvei, whatever you call it, losing that.
Right. The leshmas with kasha. There's a wise takedah Ariza has to come on to the answer because in Yisrael and people claim Shlom Stam has a cheshik to go back to, wants to be dovuk to the Tzayi Bechinas. Chinami, Einsham. There's a few pages
there's
on
also
it.
There's about this Batisha. So it doesn't come in here at all, Batisha?
This is a chelik of the Batisha. Again, he's not mefared every single thing, but inside there's a riv, right? There's a milchome between the gas or a dak, and that makes the pirud, and therefore all the chelik of gas go to one side, all the chalokim of gas and dak split each other, and therefore they're able to...
That does not automatically make it that it goes back to its cherish without talking.
No, it needs a cheshik to go back. If not, it just stays there separated. But it needs the einu meshulam. The fact is einu meshalem in order to fly back to source.
So when is the actual first kli here?
We're not yet. We're just in the middle.
When the ur, once it goes out of the pair,
yeah,
and you're saying then the ur hadak is closer back into the pair. That leaves the
kli. That leaves the beginning of the kli.
The nefesh of the kli.
The Leshem has the biggest yisoid, and he says this many, many times over in Sefer. Klolim is built on this yisoid, that in order to make kelim, you need two hispashtius and two histalklius. You have to have a hispashtius rishon that we're speaking about now. The all comes out, and then you have to have a histalkus. All going back out. And then we're going to see again, well, actually it's not here, it's actually in Motivil Omote, a shah called Motivil Omote is not here, in Otzot Chaim, in Etchaim, there's another shah called Motivil Omote, you'll see that the O is mispashet again, and Choyza again. Right? Again, two times it goes out, or he spashes, and two he starts screws. And it's mistalic itself twice again. So this is, again, we're only halfway through the story here, so with the O is coming out, he spashes Rishon. Then you mistalic it, nostalgic the all, and then has to go back out and go back in. There's a whole 500 pages on this. It's not, but that's basically the cloud that it comes out with. After seeing all the kidvaris, that's how he summarizes Asiyas Kelim. Okay, so that's the Ali de Kain and Yochol Arzo Gamhu Lemikor because it becomes so av. Then he spashed the O Azach Mimenu. And that all zak is choizu. V'ola el mokora keniska, which is the pedak. V'ad nitosev bo'or av keniha niska ivoy yoisa re ivoy. V'ad nigma v'nisha b'chines keli. It's not actually nigma. In Gansev, we'll see he continues being mishtalim the keli. And even the all is only mishtalim itself one b'chines. It's going to have to go back in again to get more b'chines.
Okay.
more bechinas.
What does it mean?
Yeah, the longer it stays there, the longer the more gas becomes.
The longer or the further away?
Both. In the Mavar Shoaim explains that the various ways that it becomes av. The fact that it's further away from the Makol, the fact that it's yotze in a particular way, and the fact that it stays there, all these attribute to it's becoming more and more of a keli, more av. Yeah, let's just do a few more lines. V'im toma v'im kei kasha yazo azach liyered v'lispashtus bekeli k'rishoyno. When it comes down again for a second ispashtus, so we're going to see later on, yazo izdachecha keli k'rishoyno v'yidbat lo miyotsu b'chinas keli. Frank, they're good kasha, right? Ispashtus rishon is very good. They all come out together. Then he stalkus rishon. It goes chelik, goes back to orgas or dak, goes out and goes das. When you have the ispashtus sheni, what did you gain there? He's especially saying once you go back, he's going to move after the keli, and you come back chozer v'nekuda achas. You're going back to the your first point that you haven't gained anything.
But that's not the same or as the original one. The fact that it's been traveled, that suppose it must have become more gas in itself.
If anything, the fact that the ore dak is mishtalim, it becomes a greater ore, and it comes out that it's much more powerful.
Second,
the oil dak goes inside. Why is it going back inside in order to mishtalim itself to get more bechinas? When it comes out, it comes as a stronger oil. It's going to mevatel the keli. That's the lashon, mevatel the keli. Not stop, be with the keli. You're mevatel the keli.
Well, when you say that oil comes back in, the first time it's chozer, it actually is higher than it was originally inside the pair.
Well, let's see. Let's see.
Even without that, you've got some of the, like you said, the keli's become more gas because it's been lying around.
Right. Yeah.
So it's still it's cash even without being mishtalim, it's still be shver.
Yeah, obviously the Azrav, it goes back to again ur, but not as strong ur as it was originally. So that's
I didn't tell you the echos of the oil. I didn't say whether it's getting greater or smaller.
Even the Shitosach is shovel all the games. I mean, you just made them both lower bechinas.
Because you still need power in the Kli to give it a kiyum. Otherwise, the Kli would be completely nishrut. You have to have some sort of shaita still.
Well, let's see its tail. Now, the Chubazay here. Ki lehod ki bema shehodi acha shaditzacha bemokam acher. This is what I mentioned to you beforehand. Ki lo chozu kol eses sfiras shnis alu bemekoram lazol liyered kulam omnam hateshe levadam yodu. Oh, so he's saying taki there's less oil coming out.
Second time,
spash the sheni, right? Oh, so what's coming? I mean, what came out? We saw there was Malchus until Kesa came out the first time. Spashtus Rishon came out as one big oil. Then you had a Siluk.
And you had the 10 Bechinas in the Kli as well?
Yeah. 10 departments of Kelim. That was the Chelik of the Keli Shabo. And then you had the oil Shabo. The oil Shabo goes back in, which we call the oil Dak. All of it goes back in. Well, what comes back out? Malchus and all that, but Keser doesn't come out. So you make the cheshbon. The oil is not going to go back into its own keli. Ubizeh nimsa ki oil chokma shu chozel itlabish bekeli keser, because you're always one off now, right? Malchus will end up not in the keli. Malchus will end up in the keli yisod. And vice versa, until you finally the last one comes out, is Chochmah. Chochmah will find the last Keli is Kesef. Yeah, V'chein Sha'at Sfiros V'yecholim Al Keli L'kabel Ha'o Ha'hu Ha'muat Mimena At Mimash Ha'ilem Kodem.
The which does come out is a higher quality than what it was before.
The Leshen's Loshen is that tak is called Toldus O. It's a tolda. It's a less of a thing.
But the quality of the
ore is less.
And then Kamas as well, because it's missing Chesed.
And Kamas as well, he's talking about Kamas, yeah. But the lesson talks about Eichas.
So in what way does it become better by going back up? Because the Chesed has had its tikkun.
It's here, when it goes on, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
For more shiurim or information about the Yeshiva Tachen, please visit our website www.yeshivatachen.com. Have any questions or looking to learn Chochmas Emes with an experienced Rebbe? Please send us an email at yeshivatachen@gmail.com. That's yeshivatachen@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.